This ASA educational podcast is brought to you by the Soy Checkoff. Scouting soybean fields is critically important this time of year to deploy effective control practices in a timely manner. There are all sorts of weeds, diseases, and insects that soybean farmers need to keep an eye out for. Illinois farmer and American Soybean Association Secretary Ron Moore says it's critical to scout for small problems now so they don't escalate into larger problems later.
We'll do a lot of scouting of the corn and soybeans to make sure the herbicides worked on the corn and to make sure we don't have any insect problems that are cropping up or disease problems cropping up in the soybeans.
Sudden death syndrome is a disease that often appears in Moore's area as well as on many farms in the Midwest. Checkoff-funded studies show SDS cost U.S. farmers nearly 60 million bushels in 2014 alone. Moore says it can be hard to detect early in the growing season.
If it's cool and wet weather, that's a good vector for sudden death syndrome. We may have any sudden death problems, but you really don't know because if you get infected in May, it doesn't really show up until August.
Insect pressure will likely vary by region. For Ron Moore, bean leaf beetles make for troublesome bugs. Whatever it is for you, make sure to scout for it so that you can treat it before it causes too much damage.
This time of year, they get some insects feeding on the new leaves, why kind of slows development of the soybeans.
Right now, Walter Godwin, a Soy Checkoff farmer leader from Pelham, Georgia, is seeing a few insects in his fields as well.
We're seeing soybean loopers, which is a little worm, a few stink bugs, and some army worms. This is pretty much in the oldest beans. The youngest beans, they're not at the threshold where we need to spray yet.
Godwin is very careful with how he applies treatments. He says scouting is key when deciding whether to spray. He also uses thresholds from the University of Georgia for deciding when to spray.
Most of it's done through the universities. They do studies on it, and that's where we get our information from. We go off their recommendations. If their threshold is 20 bugs per plant, then when we get to that threshold, then that's when we spray.
Using thresholds helps a farmer avoid unnecessary applications, saving time and money. While insects are trying to set up residency in soybean fields today, so are a variety of weeds. Managing herbicide-resistant Palmer amaranth is an all-consuming task for Soy Checkoff farmer leader Derek Hagwood from Newport, Arkansas.
You can lose a field to it. It'll just overtake it. We've not let that happen, but one hiccup and that could happen to you quickly.
Even though many farmers are skeptical of it reaching their farm, Hagwood urges farmers north of Arkansas to start scouting for Palmer amaranth.
I didn't agree with them when they came down and did tests on us. We were like, well, Roundup will kill them. Yeah, it will for a little while. And then the sprayer tracks, you know, where it doesn't get a good contact on it, you lose them. They get away.
To learn more on how to manage Palmer amaranth and other herbicide-resistant weeds, go to TakeActionOnWeeds.com. And for more information on the importance of scouting, visit UnitedSoybean.org. This has been an ASA educational podcast presented by the Soy Checkoff.